KRNT was a Register and Tribune owned business, and it was located at the time you worked there in that building that was known as the KRNT Theater, right?
No.
No.
I'm sorry, not to say no as positively. It was the top two floors of the Register and Tribune building.
Okay.
12th and 13th. And I think for your archival desires, I said KRNT and KSO. I was in the newsroom for two stations.
Uh-huh.
They were together. They were both owned separately, broadcasting, both owned by the Register and Tribune.
Right.
The FCC said you cannot own multiple stations within a market.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to divest themselves, they being the Register and Tribune. So KSO splintered off and became a station on its own.
Right.
As WHO was, and KRNT, and then KSO. And a lot of the people that were with us, like Gene Shumate, a name that comes immediately to mind, a sports announcer, one of the best. Gene Shumate went with KSO, and some of the others went with KSO.
That was under the FCC's ownership.
That's
rules,
right.
And they had to, with the Register, couldn't own two newspapers, two radio stations.
That's right.
In the
same
time.
So they separated, and KSO. Mm-hmm. And then KSO and KRNT then turned and had a fierce fight for the television channel.
Okay.
Channel 8. And what a fight that was in Washington, I'm sure. I wasn't part of it. I was just on the air side. But that was a big battle, and KRNT, Register and Tribune, ultimately won that fight and got Channel 8.
They got Channel 8. And that would have put them on the air a little later than about 55.
May I was 55.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.